We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM 100, it's Ryan and Aaron in the morning. And Aaron, I have a question. I was just watching you on Zoom. Did I literally just see you smell your armpits?
Yes, indeed, I did.
How do they smell today?
Well, I was just making sure because I felt like they were, again, a little moist, but I was just making sure the deodorant's still working. It's still working.
All right. Well, what do you think you smell?
You know when you leave your clothes in the washer too long? I was thinking, is the sweat from my armpits making that smell come out of my clothes? I know that it's so nasty. Oh, the problems that I have, I swear. And you wonder why I'm single.
But I mean, smelling your armpits, is that something normal people do? I don't really ever go around just randomly smelling my armpits. I feel like when I know my armpits stink, I can smell my stench. I don't have to stick my nose under my arm.
It's not like I try to make a habit of sniffing my pits, but if I kind of feel like I'm stinky, I either have to smell them or pull, you know, kind of like Mary Catherine Gallagher and from SNL and, you know, do the finger sniff test.
Well, I know you're sniffing your pits in front of me, but would you do that out in public if you're, say, in the grocery store? Are you going to sit there and lift
it? I would try to do it very slyly and, you know, and then again, if I don't know the people and I'm wearing a face mask, I may not just care. So I'll just probably give it a sniff.
I'm curious if there's anyone else like Aaron, especially a female, who just randomly just sniffs their pits like she just did in front of me. I've never seen a woman do that before. You're actually the first female I've ever seen just lift up their arm right in front of me and sniff their pits.
I'd like to think that I'm not the only one that does that.
Is that normal for women to do? Do you do the same thing Aaron does? 535-9100. All right,
hi, Abby
in Collierville, you and about like six other people all called at one time. Are you serious? Are you serious? Do you sniff your pits like Aaron?
Yes, you have to. If you don't check, then, you know, you could offend.
Exactly. And sometimes, I mean, you're around people and you think, wait, do they not know that they smell? So you never want to be that person, right?
Exactly, yes. And women have things in the way, so we wouldn't necessarily smell our pits as easily as men would.
Like, true. True.
Their armpit odor might come more naturally up their arm than women's. We have something in the way.
Cassandra in Memphis, please tell me you're not calling to say you also smell your pits.
I am calling to say that I do.
Yes, girl. Yes.
Because, like, who want to be, like, funky? Like, nobody want to be stinky. Like, I'm like, oh, that's me. Let me go.
Yes, exactly. None of us want to smell funky. That is so true. So you have to.
Yeah, you got to check yourself.
Exactly. And a courtesy to those around us. We're trying to, you know, bring our best self.
Exactly.
Thank you. April and Blyful, I guess you're calling too to tell me that you're not the only one that smells their pits besides Aaron.
Yes. That's normal, right?
I think it's normal. I think it's, you know, you kind of have to keep yourself in check.
Exactly. Especially if you're going to, like, you know, you're going to be hugging your husband or something. Like, you just got to make sure you're fresh before you do it. You don't want somebody else to smell it first.
Exactly.
Yes.
I don't mind.
You're not alone.
I'm not making fun of you for the fact that you smell your pits, but I'm making fun of Erin because she's done it in front of me a few times. I'm not used to women just going like right in front of me. I'm like, do that in the privacy of your own home or in the bathroom.
Well, I do it in front of my husband. I mean, I don't think I do it out in public, like, but I mean, I don't know. If I smell it, get a whiff, like, woo. Probably just, ought not to get close to anybody.
Yeah, if you get a whiff, you're like, ooh, let me check. Let me, wherever you are, it doesn't matter.
Yes. So, Ryan, you don't do that?
No, I don't.
Well, maybe, you know what? Here's the thing.
Look, you know why I don't smell my pits?
Why?
Because I take a shower on a regular basis.
Oh, come on. It's not about taking a shower or not, being all judgmental over there.
If you shower enough, you don't have to worry about smelly pits.
That's not true.